tell me how much time I had, but I never was good at devotions.
Come on.
I'll tell you this, when we get out, the food will still be there. How you know that, preacher? Because we're the only ones eating it. I tell you this, I was sitting there and I looked over at the preacher. He was singing, "I've Been Blessed." And in that song it says, "Precious are His thoughts of you and me." I looked over at the preacher. I said, "He thinks about me."
That's right.
That don't do nothing for me. Well, I don't care. It blessed me. You think about this. You're going through something. And there's a God in heaven that's thinking about you. Praise God. He sits on high. And I tell you this, he's singing that song, "There's Nothing Better Than You." We know that because the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, Solomon solved all that for us. He said, "I looked for everything. I had money. I had houses. I had women." He said, anything my heart wanted, I didn't keep from me. He said, I had it. He said, in vanity of vanity, all is vanity. But this one thing he found a constant, the Lord. Praise God, we know that in the Word of God, He's faithful. And He is good. And pray, let me get into the message tonight. If you will, take your Bible and turn with me to Psalm 136. Some of you is looking at me with a worried look on your face like he's already rambling. But I'll tell you this, you listen fast and I'll preach fast. Amen. If you're there tonight, would you shout a big amen?
Amen.
Listen to what this says. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. See, I was sitting there thinking about that, and if you just read over it, you're like, "For He's good." But I believe David is writing here, "For He is good." He is a current good in my life. See, preacher's been shot at. Preacher know what that's about, but David was shot at too. David was chased after. David was sought after by Saul. And here he is later on in his life and says, God is good. Not God has been good. Not God was good, but God is good.
Amen.
For His mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, help me tonight. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of Lords, for His mercy endureth forever. Do you see a common subject here? Won't you look at this? To Him alone who doeth great works, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. Let's think on this salt tonight. Oh, give thanks, for His mercy endureth forever. Let's pray to Heavenly Father as we come to you tonight. God, we thank you and we praise you for all the things that you've given us in our lives. God, that we don't deserve. But Father, I pray right now that you'll move in this house, that you will move on me, God, like you never have before. I pray tonight, God, that you'll touch each and every heart that's come by this way. Move in this place like you never have before. God, empty me of myself. God, and pour your sweet Holy Spirit into me. God, that I might pour into someone here tonight. Father, if there's one tonight under the sound of my voice that's lost and undone, dying and on their way to hell, Father, I pray they come to you before it's everlasting too late. God, be with those tonight. God, who may be down and who may be facing things. God, encourage them, strengthen them. God, send your sweet Holy Spirit to comfort them tonight. God, we love you and we thank you and we praise you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. And it is in your Son's name we do so humbly pray. And the church said,
amen.
And amen. I want you to notice, number one, give thanks because he's been good.
Amen.
You say, preacher, is this going to be a simple sermon? You bet your bottom dollar it is. It's going to be easy to understand, easy to comprehend, and easy to relate. Shout a big amen. There's nothing complicated about what you can be thankful for. Though some people walk around like it's a chore to find something to be thankful for. I was getting ready and I was doing my hair and I was putting my clothes on and I was thinking that, you know, a lot of times in life you say, I thank God for my mom and daddy, right? I'm thankful for my mom and daddy. But really, should thank God for guiding our parents to raise us up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Because this is the truth. In your depravity, in your flesh, in your fleshly mind, preacher, you never chose him. Had it not been the sweet Holy Spirit of God come down in your life and draw you to him, you'd have never looked and said, I am going to walk that lonely road. It was the sweet beckoning the Holy Spirit of God that dealt with you, Trevor, and drew you to him. And now you've picked up the Word of God, and the mantle has been laid upon you to preach the Word of God. And that's a lonely road, preacher. I know you know that sometimes it gets lonely, but I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to stand up and tell somebody about the goodness of God and how good God's been in my life. You say, preacher, how good has he been in your life? Well, let me tell you this. I got a little wife about 5 foot tall. Listen, she gets on my nerves, but praise God, I don't deserve her, and God's been good to me. I got a little boy, praise God, who just learned how to say yes, sir, and praise God, he's been good to me. I got another baby boy that's breathing fine. He's asleep, and praise God, he keeps his mama up. But praise God, he's still been good.
Amen. Amen.
I heard somebody say one time, what if all you had tomorrow was what you thanked God for today?
Amen.
You think about that. What if all you had tomorrow was what you thank God for today? Most of you's thinking about, well, wouldn't have no air conditioning tomorrow. Wouldn't have no heater tomorrow. What about the precious Word of God?
Amen.
Would you have that tomorrow? What about the liberty to worship the Lord? Would you have that tomorrow? What about the freedom to assemble yourselves together and lift up one name? Would you have that tomorrow?
Bless him, Lord.
I said, preacher, I don't understand what you're talking about. Listen, let me tell you something. If we live long enough and God tarries, we're headed that way.
Come on.
Say, preacher, you have no concrete evidence of this. Listen, the only thing they tried to close down during COVID was the church. The only thing they tried to really shut down was the church. And you say, why, preachers? Because the devil is working in people to shut the church down and diminish the people of God. But I've come by this way to tell you, I won't be diminished and I won't be shut up.
Amen.
There's about three of you in here that agrees with me. I said, I won't be diminished and I won't shut up. I'm going to speak out of how good God's been in my life. You don't know how good you've got it.
Amen.
There's a lot of people who would have to gather in the dark in a house by themselves and had to be quiet about it. Because there was no freedom to worship the Lord. And it's a chore for you to get up and come to God's house.
Come on.
I listened to somebody the other day, and they was talking and had good knowledge of the Bible. And my boss asked him, he said, where do you go to church? He said, I don't go to church. He said, you don't have to be saved to go to church. You don't have to be saved to go to church. Shout a big amen. But I listened to this guy explained why church is necessary. Listen, the Bible tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. One man said, I am the church. He said, yeah, you're a part of the church, but where's the rest of the assembly?
Amen.
Where's the fellowship with other Christians? And listen, I've said this before. I've said this before, and Trevor, I'm sure, has said this before. Listen, who you surround yourself with is who you will become.
Amen.
A bad apple spoils the bunch. But I want to move on, and I'm going to be quick. I've already used up 10 minutes. Give thanks because he is God.
Yes, that's right.
You can't vote him out. Thank God. Well, I tell you what, if we give people the opportunity to vote on who God was, there ain't no telling who would be in charge.
Come on.
Now, I'm telling you, our world's so screwed up. Listen, I was watching a video the other day, and people want to identify as cats. Did y'all know that? And they want to use pronouns like when you refer to them, you say, well, cat self instead of herself. You understand what I'm saying? I want to ask, does that sound stupid to you? That sounds pure ignorant to me. But that's where we're living at, and this is what they're teaching our children. And preacher, listen, it's going to take fearing Christians to really get mad about it before something happens.
Come on.
We've turned over and we've laid down and we've shut up way too long. Listen, God's been too good to us for us to just turn over.
Amen.
Give thanks because he's God. Give thanks for all he's created. But watch this. In verse number 16, look with me. To him which did what? Which led his people through the wilderness for his mercy endureth forever. Listen, I thank him for his guidance.
Yeah.
Amen.
Say, preacher, where would you be today without his guidance? There's no telling where I'd be today without the guidance of God. Listen, my Uncle Tim and my Aunt Shannon sing a song, and it says, I thank God that he found me just in time. And it talks about going down for the last time. But the second verse, it said, I don't remember drifting, because pleasure rode with me.
Come on.
And it talks about how when the winds of sin start blowing, you'll drift so easily.
Amen.
Listen, I thank God for his guidance. I thank God for him steering my life. You say, preacher, you're not making any sense. Follow me now. If you'll get in the Word of God, he will guide you everywhere you need to go. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Ain't you glad of that? That he'll tell you what steps to take and what door not to walk through and what words not to say. And I'm telling you this tonight. I've got so much to be thankful for. Verse number 23, we're getting close. Shout a big amen.
Amen.
He, oh God, who hath remembered us in our low estate. My righteousness is as what? Filthy rags. He remembered me in my low estate. He didn't forget about me.
Amen.
So many times we forget about him.
Yeah.
I've said this pretty much ever since I picked up the Bible and stood behind a sacred desk. So many people want God to be faithful to them, but they won't be faithful to God. But I'm thankful that he remembered you anyhow.
Amen.
I'm thankful that he loved you enough to look past your unfaithfulness.
Amen.
And my unfaithfulness. You preacher, are you talking about being faithful to the church of God? No, I'm talking about being faithful to him.
Amen.
And if you're faithful to Him, everything else will fall in place. Amen. Shout a big amen right there. Amen. You won't have to fuss and fight about what you're going to do on Sunday mornings or Wednesday nights. Come on. Come on, preacher. Amen, preacher. Listen, I'm just telling you, put Him first, He'll put you first.
Amen.
But you've got so much tonight to be thankful for.
Amen.
Write these down. I'm thankful for His remembrance. But look at the next verse. And hath redeemed us from our enemies.
Amen.
For His mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
I thank God for His redemption. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Ain't you glad tonight that you've been redeemed? I tell you something else I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for blood that ain't dried up. Shout a big amen right there. There's a lot to be thankful for tonight. But lastly tonight, I'm thankful that He rectified my wrongs. You say, what does that word mean, preacher? Well, I just learned it here sitting on the front row. I knew I'd heard it somewhere, but I looked it up to make sure I was right. Listen, that means He corrected my every wrong. You say, what is that? That the Bible says that we are justified freely by His whole. Thank God. I'm glad it's a free justification. I'm glad it's a free salvation. I'm glad it's a free grace. I'm glad it's a free mercy. Oh my God, you ain't got it tonight. I'm glad it's free tonight. I've been justified freely by His grace tonight. He right my every wrong.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
My sins tonight have been corrected. He's been better to me than I deserve.
Got that right. Amen.
You know how many times I fail Him, Sister Dewan? If you knew how many times I fail Him, you wouldn't want me to stand before you today.
Come on. Amen. Amen.
I'll be honest if nobody else will. I'm not perfect. I know I can get some people in here to agree with me that I'm not perfect.
Amen.
I fail Him every day.
Come on.
David failed Him every day. The writer of this psalm failed Him every day. But the Bible says he was a man after God's own heart.
That's right.
And he writes here in this psalm, he says, oh, give thanks, for God is good. For He is good.
Amen.
He has been good. He is good, and He will be good.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Ain't you glad that we've got a God that's on the top of His game?
Amen.
Ain't you glad we've got a God that don't slack up in it? I'll tell you this, I'm thankful for His hand that can reach further down than what I could reach up. Oh, shout a big amen right there. There was many of us in our life who was reaching up and wanting to be with Him, but had it not been for the very hand of God reaching down and grabbing you back, you wouldn't be where you are today. Save His grace. There's a lot to be thankful for tonight. Listen, you didn't save yourself. It was Him that saved you.
Amen.
I listened to this guy. And he was a little short video when he was talking about how he didn't quite understand when people would stand up in church and raise their hands and He had went to church with people who did that, but never really participated because he felt it was more like a show. And he had a little baby. And he said one day, his little baby come up to him.
Come on.
And he said to himself, I get it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And what that baby said to him was, hold you. Hold you. Sometimes we just want to reach up, say, would you hold me for a while?
Amen.
Amen.
And you know what he'll do? He'll hold you.
Amen.
The Bible says that he'll keep you. Praise God, he'll keep you in the valley. I was listening to the song, Our God is an Awesome God today, and I heard that line, keep me in the valley. I never understood it till today. What does that mean? For years I thought that he was going to keep me. No, but what it means is while I'm in the valley, he's going to protect me. And whatever tries to come at me in the shadows of the valley, God would be there. And he would keep, oh, help me tonight. And he would sustain me through the dark of the night. And he would be there when temptation would rise in my life and make a way to escape. And now, ain't you glad that he's been good? Ain't you glad that he'll stand with you? He'll be with you. He'll keep you. He's a friend closer than a brother.
Amen.
I want to ask you tonight.
Amen.
I'm done. I'm going to shut up. But I want to ask you. Do you have anything to be thankful for?
Amen.
Because I do. And I'll tell you this. I hadn't thanked him today. Not like I should have. You know, there's a lot of prayers preachers pray out of repetition. I caught myself doing that one day. I'd say the same words the same way about every time. I'd say, preacher, there's nothing wrong with that. Sure. Okay. But see, what you do is you get comfortable. That's your prayer. And you're comfortable saying it in front of somebody because you've practiced it so long. But it's repetition. Does that prayer mean the same to you that it did the first time you prayed it? It's a generic prayer. Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. But when have you really ever just got down, preacher? And I want you to understand something. There's some of you that your faces I see that I don't quite know as well yet, but I want you to know something. When I stand up here to preach, just like this preacher and this preacher, we don't just preach to you.
Come on.
That's right.
We preach to us first.
Amen.
Amen.
And while we're preaching to us, we hope you get something. But I fail to really get down and be sincere and pray. Listen, it doesn't take an eloquent prayer to ring the prayer bells of heaven.
Amen.
That's right.
I remember Wesley Campbell telling the story about a man that he had met in the mountains somewhere, and they went into the prayer room, and this old man was in the corner, and they had called on him to pray. And Wesley said, you know, it's like he'd been in a lot of prayer rooms. Just like, you know, we've been in a lot of prayer rooms. And they asked that man to lead the prayer. And this is how he opened up. He said, it's me again. Thad. You know, a lot of times when I open up, dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight in such a formal way, when he never required that. He never required you to gain the attention of people you're around. He never required you to impress the people you're praying in front of.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of times we talk to him like he's not really listening right now. But there's a lot of times we just need to talk to him like I'm just talking to you. I'll call Trevor sometimes. I'll call the preacher right now and learn, hey, preacher, what you doing? You know, sometimes I just want to talk to him. And there's sometimes when you're riding down the road, you got solitude, you can talk to him.
Amen.
And you can feel him.
Amen.
But
amen.
I want to ask you tonight, have you thanked him? And if you have you thanked him enough? Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, God, we thank you for your love. God, I thank you for your mercy. God, and I thank you for your grace. Lord, you've been better to me than I'll ever deserve. I fail you so many times. God, and I thank you for never letting me down. God, help me to be a better servant for you. Help me to be a better witness for you. God, and help me to be a better Christian for you. God, I thank you for waking me up this morning. God, I thank you for the very breath that I breathe. I love you and I thank you and I praise you. In your name I do pray. Touch us tonight, God. Move in this place, Father.